Ron, 38 years in football, and you only gave us a 7-minute speech.
Wow, is that right? I thought I was a little bit shorter than that. I could have probably cut a little more out, but I'm not a man. I don't have a lot to say. And I want to pay special tribute to people that mean so much to me, that helped me get started in this wonderful game, and a great credit. The great thing, I think, that culminates everything for me was having the opportunity the last 9.5 years to work with the Green Bay Packers.
How about saying something right now that you didn't say in the speech? Is there anything that you cut out of the speech that you'd like to say right now?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm deeply indebted for the opportunities that were presented to me by Bob Harlan and the Packers organization. And you know what? We would take those things and mold them into a winning football team. And it's still going on, which is incredible when you stop and think about it. Because when Lambeau left, Earl Lambeau left, they had a lot of down years. And Lombardi left, you know, they had 24 years that weren't very spectacular. 2 playoff appearances, and one of those was during the strike year. So what's culminated, what's happened now, we've been able to keep that flame alive in Green Bay, in Lambeau Field, and we've resurrected one heck of a franchise.
All right, one more question. Your quarterback is probably going to go in next year. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't really know what a no-brainer is when it comes to balloting in this Hall of Fame. But if he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer, then I don't know who else would ever qualify for that position. What he accomplished, what he did for Green Bay and the Green Bay Packers. I mean, people talk about that stadium that's there now, Lambeau Field, and all the addition. And they used to call Yankee Stadium, old Yankee Stadium, the house that Ruth built. And this is without question the house that Favre built.
This is Ron Wolf, and this is the immortal Ron Wolf.